Each decade, we have watched as consciousness awakens to itself in expanding waves around the globe. From the Dalai Lama at the White House to Eckhart Tolle on Oprah, millions of people in our culture are being exposed to a new worldview and a deeper understanding of their true self. This is a miracle I never expected to see in my lifetime. I grew up in a world that had never heard of meditation or yoga, and that considered all things foreign both strange and not very interesting. India in the 1950s and New York was as far as the moon and a lot less visible. Yoga, meditation, and self-reflection were simply not yet a part of the American landscape in my neighborhood. Just today in the New York Times, I read a sentence in a column that facetiously started with, "But unless you are the only person in New York City who is not currently practicing yoga," a sign of how far we have come in such a short time. That yoga classes can be found on every street corner, and that a host of spiritual teachers and teachings are available on the internet, are signs of the ripening of human consciousness. The meme of awakening is spreading throughout our culture. When I started my spiritual search in 1972, I had never heard of satsang or witnessed anyone awake. I had never read or heard of the possibility of liberation in this lifetime. In the 18 years that followed, I met wonderful teachers and learned teachings from many traditions, but no one mentioned the possibility of a silent mind. Direct realization, if mentioned at all, was a far-off improbability, not likely in this lifetime. Now, satsang is spreading across the planet. I meet people from all over the world who have had profound awakenings. This change signals a revolutionary shift in the collective consciousness. We as a species are waking up. In this 10-year update to Sudden Awakening, I have added two new chapters. The first one deals with my experience of cancer. 7 years after writing this book, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, an incurable blood cancer. In the second new chapter, Songs of Freedom, I share the couplets I wrote that came out of my experience of meeting death during chemotherapy. I have received letters from readers of the first edition letting me know of the profound effect this book had on their lives. Many also ask what to do when their circumstances turn against them. They want to know how to stay true during hard times. I hope that these two new chapters help to address meeting the calamities that confront all of us as we go through life. I searched for 18 years before meeting my teacher. In these pages, I would like to introduce you to him and his direct transmission of freedom. When I knocked on his door in Lucknow, India, a beautiful, happy man greeted me and said, "Yes, he is waiting for you. Please come in." Since I had had no previous contact with him and had not yet let anyone know that I was coming, this was a breathtaking moment for me. I was led through a tiny house to a stairway at the back of a small open courtyard. I went up the stairs and knocked on the door. I was invited to enter. The room was big enough for a single bed and a chair. My teacher was sitting cross-legged on his bed and asked me to join him. I could not believe my good luck. Sitting on the bed with him, I immediately realized that I was in the presence of an enormous, conscious, silent love looking back at me. I saw my own self looking back at me from another form. In that instant, I knew that everything I had directly realized on my own was true. Without speaking a word, he was the direct confirmation, simply by being himself. I'd come to the end of my spiritual search there on the bed of my Satguru. He radiated love and silence, and my mind fell into emptiness while my heart exploded with love. It was done in an instant. Each moment after that was added grace.